just introduce Sai Subramaniam to you. I'm sure at the retreat I've seen so many people already know him very well, because wherever we go, everybody's talking to Sai Subramaniam. So he was a student at Swami's school right from his 11th grade all the way to his MSc Physics, and then he did his MBA too. So people never like to graduate out of Puttaparthi. Once you finish something, you always want to do another course. Stay there 2 more years. Stay there till as long as possible to be with Swami. Anyway, Sai's family, they've been very, very close to, you know, Swami right from the 60s. I'm sure he'll share that stories. And he was part of the music group, and he's been an inspiration above everything else for all of us here as a student group. He's been very, very instrumental in, you know, spreading in whatever way whatever experiences we have had, the only thing we can do is share. And I think Sai has provided us that with that forum to share our experiences with so many, so many people across this beautiful country. So I'll invite Sai to speak to us.
Sai Ram to everyone. I'm very grateful to Swami for giving this opportunity to be part of this retreat. And again, thanks the organizers for having us for this retreat. It's wonderful. And the timing is so perfect, because I've been listening about them through so many other sources. And one of our Sai brothers, student, used to live in the same town, V. Kumar. And he told us so much about you too. And there's a great timing that we could listen to you directly. Thank you so much. I know it's a great retreat, and all of us have been dwelling on Swami's, you know, the divine presence here. I was very happy that Srikanth went first, and I hoped he went on for some more time. I know you might have noticed, like, you know, Swami's students, why so special? I think this is the only institute we see that everybody wants to get into the institute, and also when they pass out, everyone else wants to have them as a speaker too. What is so special about this institute? I see that only attribute we can give to Swami. Just because a Sai student, the value has added so much. And the analogy that I think of is like, and he gives us the credit too. Oh, this Sai student is great, and so on. We are nothing. We are zeros, like Swami says, and Swami is the only hero. Like when you go to a restaurant, we eat the food, and at the end of the food, we thank the server who served the food. But the main person to be thanked is the one who cooked the food, who is inside, behind the scene. So I really thank Swami for this. And maybe I may go through some of the experience that I went through during my college time, and as quickly as possible, so that we could wind up by 12. Like Srikanth mentioned, actually my parents have been devotees of Swami since early 1960s. And so when they went to Puttaparthi for the first time, my father was, Swami called them for an interview. And my father always, he was initiated by another guru, and he was always into spiritual seeking. And so when Swami saw him first time in the interview room, Swami told him, you have built a big mansion, but the foundation is not strong. So my father didn't understand what Swami meant by that. Then again, Swami continued to say that your foundation is very weak. The building can collapse anytime. Then Swami said, the weak point is your anger. Your anger is the weak point which is going to be demolish your building or castle. Then any other man in India, my father immediately responded, saying that, Swami, it's because my wife I get angry. And then Swami said, I think they beautifully, you described this morning. Swami said, who wants the elevation? Is you or your wife? Then Swami said, no, I create all this, like in the family, the friends, the office, colleagues, everything that you see around is just for your own growth, spiritual growth. You have to make use of that. If you don't make use of that, you have to repeat again the whole model. So we don't want to repeat it. We want to get it done earliest. And so the second time in late 60s, again, they had a chance to be in the interview room. And so Swami told my mother, that time she was pregnant with me, and Swami told her, this is going to be your last son. And then Swami said, that I had to build universities for these boys. And we all know in 1960s, there was nothing in Puttaparthi. There was only trees and Swami's old mandir, and even the canteen was not there. Poonachandra auditorium was not there. All sand. People used to sit under the sand. The great part is that every family, they will own a tree. As soon as they go there, and they'll put all their luggage under the tree, and they'll go for darshan and come back and cook and they eat. That though they had a very less luxury part of it, but they had all of Swami for them. Because Swami used to, I'm sure you would remember, Swami used to come out after darshan to each tree and, you know, talk to them and partake food, whatever they cooked, used to taste. So we don't have to chant Brahmarpanam. Brahma himself used to come there. So they are very lucky to Swami. I just want to maybe quickly cover some of them. Like Swami keeping up the word. One incident that it always reminds me, within me is when I was in Vrindavan, I was doing my 11th grade till BSc, a bachelor's in Vrindavan. So that time on playback singer, she had come, and Swami had conducted the wedding for her son. And after that, Swami brought them inside the tribe Vrindavan. So Swami was talking, and Swami said, "Why don't you share your experience?" She was in tears. So I thought this is the best moment, she should be happy. Why should she be in tears? Of course, it's tears of gratitude. Then she started sharing her experience. She said, when 20 years back, when they didn't have any children, and some of the friends, they told, they were not believing in Swami at that time, "Why don't you go and see Sai Baba? You may do something." And her husband was a doctor too. So they both came just to, you know, have darshan. So Swami called them for interview, and Swami told her, "I'll give a son next year." So immediately doctor said, "Swami, she cannot have a child." "Don't worry, doctors are always wrong." That's what he said. Sorry, not Sunny Anand, but... So Swami said, "Doctors are always wrong. She will have a child next year. And I will name the son, and also I will perform the wedding for the son." It's beautiful, like exactly like how Srikant shared his experience. So exactly the next year, she got a son, and she came and Swami named him. And after that, Swami did the wedding, which was that day. She said, "I cannot be grateful more than this. I mean, he has done everything for me. And I'm totally for Swami." And she used to say, I mean, she was telling that, "You students are so lucky to have Swami at the early age. And please, make use of this divine moment." And again, the other promise that I always think is, like, Swami, it seems Ishwaramba, mother, I mean, Swami's mother, we have to be thankful to her too, for giving Swami to the whole world. So she, because when she started seeing so many Westerners coming into Parthi, she was a little worried whether no Swami may be taken away. So she asked for, not a promise, but, you know, she wanted Swami to confirm that he will give her the promise, like fulfill the wishes. One was that he will never leave out of Puttaparthi. He will keep the ashram in Puttaparthi. And you know, Puttaparthi was a village. Now we see a totally developed Puttaparthi. But earlier it was totally a village where there was nothing. No medical, no water. I mean, water scarcity was there. And also there was no college or institution. And so she wanted all these three to be provided. And also she could never understand any other language than Telugu. So she prayed to Swami that whenever he gives discourse that in public, that Swami should speak in Telugu so that she can understand. So we see that Swami has been doing this all the time. I mean, one devotee, like that, every devotee Swami keeps up the promise. And Swami tells students to, like, you people, you give promise every day, but you don't keep up. And it makes a big difference when you keep up. The integrity develops. Some small incidences that, you know, from where I learned some lesson. Maybe I'll just quote one of them. Once, this is again in Vrindavan, Thai Vrindavan. So that day we had our semester end examination. So we were, in the morning we came to, for darshan, we came to the mandir, and Swami called us and Swami created vibhuti and gave to everybody. We were like 200 students. Then Swami said, you all will do very well and come back in the evening, I'll see you all. So we left for the examination, and the college is just close by from the hostel. So we came back in the evening, and we some of us did very well, some of us not so well. So we came back and we were seated there. None of us wanted to show our face because we felt bad that we didn't do that well compared to what we expected. So Swami came out 2:30 itself, early that day. And Swami said, what, you guys are not lifting your faces, what happened? And Swami, we just said, Swami, sorry, and so on. Swami said, no problem. Then he said, okay, who feels that today they may fail in today's exam? Who feels that they may fail in today's exam? Swami asked. So immediately one boy, immediately he lifted his hand. Swami, I'll fail in today's exam. Oh, Pavan. Then immediately he created a pen for him. And Swami said, use this pen, you'll be fine. You'll do very well. So immediately one more boy caught up. He said, Swami, I may fail in today's exam. Then Swami said, why you didn't get up for the first time? Because we are so much concerned about the people around us, no more than Swami. Nothing we can hide from Swami, isn't it? I think we should be open with Swami. He's our best friend. So this was a lesson that, so from next time, nobody made a mistake, I suppose. I'll skip some of them and just try to see. Yeah, this again, another one is an army officer. He had come. He was sitting with us in Mandir. So Swami came out and he was just, you know, jokingly was asking many questions to him. So then Swami asked, how many war did you fight in your career, you know, in your experience? How many war did you fight? So he said, Swami, he mentioned few of them. And Swami said, oh, it's very good. You're a very achieved, well-achieved person. Then Swami asked, how many people did you kill in the war? So he was not comfortable to say that. It's not a happy news to declare that, you know, I killed so many people. So he was reluctant. Swami said, no, please tell. If you don't say, then I'll tell the number. then he was really feeling sorry about it. Then Swami went on to say, I mean, again, this is all for youth, you know, for students. We are all around him. And lessons to learn. I mean, Swami's every movement, that's the beauty of being Sai student, is the role model, the perfect role model to learn anything for life. So with that engage, we can get to learn and from Swami. So then Swami said, okay, what was in your mind when you killed the person, the other enemy? So was it that you had the country in your mind or yourself in the mind? That if you don't kill that person, he will kill you. Or you had the country. See, that really, you know, provoked the thought process. So that means the thought is so important. It decides the merit, you know, whether it's good or bad. Forget about the action. Action comes later. So the thought has to be so pure and integrated, especially for the youth. That's what Swami says, is like a passing cloud. Thoughts will come. Don't engage into action. And one student asked Swami how to keep good thoughts. Because, you know, like for example, we came for the retreat. Now when we go back, we had to remain in the same, you know, silence that we learned from here. Swami said, always you should, like for example, we have a pot of water. If you want to save this water without, you know, preventing from evaporation, you have to keep in the water. If you keep it outside, it's going to evaporate. So it has to be surrounded with satsang or the good people. So again, here, people doesn't matter. Even the thought is satsang. You know, it should be associated with good thought or divine thought. See, another interesting thing for me, it was, I was always curious to, you know, there's so many Westerners, they come to Puttaparthi and Swami calls them for interview and Swami spends so much of time with them and huge laughter used to come out of the interview room. So I used to wonder how they talk to Swami and what happens inside. So once we had a chance to be part of the group from Germany, they had come. So we were also part of it. So when as soon as Swami called us inside, and the German group also came, and Swami was sharing, then initially Swami was talking to us in Tamil and Telugu and Hindi, you know, the language that we can understand. Then after some time, after 15 minutes, then Swami asked one of the devotees from the German group, what do you want? So when Swami asked him, the person was not able to, you know, reply. For me, I thought, you know, I never traveled abroad till then. So I thought anybody who comes from abroad, they can speak English. That's what I thought. I didn't know that there are so many people in the different countries and so on, which English is not mandatory. But, you know, again, that was my illusion, I think. So again, Swami asked him, what do you want? So he was still not able to answer. So then we thought maybe he didn't understand Swami's accent. So we tried to, you know, tell the same thing. Swami wants to know, what do you want? So he was still blank. But surprising thing is, after that Swami switched into German, fluent German. For the next 30-35 minutes, Swami was talking to them in German. And we were out of place. So we thought Swami was ours. You know, that's what we used to think. Like, you know, Swami is ours. Like, you know. But it was totally different. That time he showed that, you know, Swami is everyone, for everyone. Then they showed album from, you know, their centers, and Swami signed their pictures and they were crying and so on. After that, then again Swami just looked at us and said, why did people laugh when I started talking in German? Because it sounded a little different. So immediately we laughed, you know. Then Swami, again, he himself said, I know why. Because you guys think that I cannot speak any other language. So that's the difference between you, human people, and divinity. See, here, you people, you know only this much, but you act as if you know everything. You can, you know, on the subject. But here, Swami, he knows everything. But he'll act very, very humble. In this special case, what happened? They have come all the way from Germany. And some of them may not be able to come again. And I have to spend time with them. And I have to speak to them their language. That was a lesson that we learned. There's another incident is, maybe 2-3 incidents, I'll close it, yeah. So the other one is, again, interesting lesson, is that Swami used to spend a lot of time with MBA student, management students, and used to take classes on marketing and finance. It used to be very interesting because it's like a practical lesson. He'll talk about just in management time, and he'll create a watch and show this has just come out of the, you know, the assembly and so on. So one day he showed that. I wish I brought the presentation. So one day Swami created a huge diamond. It was such a huge one, and he created it. And then Swami, you know, whenever he creates something in the entry room, he'll pass it around for everybody to see. So Swami was explaining, this diamond is so huge and very valuable, millions of dollars worth and so on. Then he just get one student, because we're packed in the entry room. You know, we are like 30 of us. So then Swami said, can he pass it around? So the boy got up and he was passing it around to see. Then Swami got up, wait a minute, I think I don't trust you guys, because you guys will steal, you'll take it away. So let me myself come and show. So he got down from the chair, and he started showing to everybody. And immediately, you know, with all respects, we want to touch the diamond. So we touched diamond and did like this, paying respect. So Swami said, so foolish you people are. When the creator is there, you are going after the creation. So in the 1 second, Swami, he caught us where we went wrong. It was a very perfect timing, because we just went wrong and he caught us. He put us back in track. So immediately then Swami... Then we started touching Swami's hand out of that, which we should have done before. But of course, that is Swami's love. You know, he knows that we'll go wrong. Still, he'll know, he'll wait for the time and he'll put us back on the track. The other one is, like Achyuta Chaura, he mentioned, this was after 60th birthday. Swami came to Vrindavan from Parthi. We all know there was a huge crowd in Puttaparthi for the Swami's 60th birthday. And millions of people were there. And so Swami came to Vrindavan, and he was there that time, and he had called some people for an interview. So there was a lady coming, walking with a group. So as she was entering the Vrindavan, Swami called her, come here. We were all sitting outside, all the students. Swami called her, come here. And so she walked with, you know, all humility, and she was in tears. Immediately Swami waved his hand and created the Mangala Sutra. And Swami asked her, is this the one that you lost during my birthday? She said, yes, Swami. She checked whether the DT is okay. Because, you know, for each Mangala Sutra, there's a DT attached to it. And Swami asked her, confirm whether it's the same one. Yes, Swami, it was the same one. Don't worry, this thief went and stole from the other thief. Now he'll find it missing. So you take it with you. So again, the one day, I mean, he was mentioning that one boy had asked a question to Swami. Swami, whenever I sit for prayer or meditation, I, you know, get, not meditation, I should not say meditation, prayer. So I get a lot of bad thoughts. And I don't know what to do, whether I'm doing the right thing or, you know. Then Swami said, don't worry, when you get bad thoughts, again, it's like passing cloud, let it go, let it pass. Then Swami gave an example, like it's like a teacup. Now we drink tea, we see the tea dust settle at the bottom of the cup. So when you want to fill with good water, you know, under the tap, first the dust will come out. Then after some time, all the dust will go away, then we'll have the pure water filled in of love. So he said, initially all the dust will come out, so don't worry. And don't give up that point of time. You know, we tend to give up because we are tired of, you know, not this. Thoughts are so many, not going. But he said, don't give up. I thought that was a lesson I learned. That's great. Actually, I just conclude with, again, how Swami takes care. I'm sure in advance too, this is for my mother that it happened. Actually, we know that Swami cares for everybody. All, especially for students, because they come to college or study there, leaving the parents behind. And Swami says that, I'm your mother and father. I have to take care of you. So one day what happened, this was in Kodaikanal. My mother had come as a sevadal. She was doing sevadal work in Kodaikanal. So the students were with Swami. Actually, she had a problem, a health issue, and she was going through for an year. And she checked with all the doctors. She couldn't get cured of. So she told me, can you do one thing? Since you are inside the Sai Shruti Mandir, can you tell Swami that, you know, I'm really going through a difficult time? I said, Ma, I can do that. Only thing is, you know, when you are next to Swami, I'm sure all of us will have this experience. Mind will go blank. You know, like you said, mind will definitely go blank because he is all-knowing, you know, everything is sitting next to you. You won't feel like asking something. So I said, it's difficult to ask from my side. I don't feel, you know, the trigger. But in case you saw me ask something, then I'll definitely mention. So he gave me a letter. And that day, Swami finished his darshan outside and he came inside. We were all seated inside the mandir. As he was entering, Swami looked at me, asked, I saw your mother standing outside doing sevadal duty. I mean, we have been there for last, you know, past 20 days, but he never mentioned that. Only that morning, when the thought, when it came, Swami immediately confirmed that I know what you want. And I thought this is the moment that Swami is asking me to, I mean, making me ask him. Then I gave the letter. I said, my mom, she's not feeling well. I just mentioned that. Then immediately Swami said, I know. Then he created Vibhuti and he said, ask her to take it in water for 3 days, she'll be fine. And it was as Swami willed it. After 3 days, she was totally out of that pain. And I'm sure Swami takes every one of us the same way. And again, the experience that we share is not that only it happens to Sai students. I'm sure everyone here in this crowd can share because we are all connected to Swami in our own way. And I again offer my humble pranams and thanks for giving this opportunity, and we'll all meet again sometime.